Hi, this is a dictation for Robrian Hicks, R-O-B-R-E-E-A-N-H-I-C-K-S, Robrian Hicks. Date of birth is 2/26/93. Date of accident is 3/17/2021. Date of service is 4/13/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Eventually, she was unable to make it since 2/17/2022 when she was last seen. And, apparently, she is telling us that she was in the Henry Ford Hospital for shortness of breath, and she has been placed on Eloquis because of the blood clot they have found in the left lung. But we do not have any information about it. We do know that there is an exterior hematoma in the left side of the abdominal wall that was organizing and resolving since the first visit that the patient had. And she is seeing a neurologist and a psychotherapist at the Henry Ford Hospital, and she's also seeing her primary care doctor there. But in addition, patient also has been a victim of an automobile accident where she's having pain in the neck and the lower back, and a headache along with symptoms of TBI like dizziness, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration in a front-end collision where she was a front seat passenger. Now, the patient was found to have various issues. Patient is found to have bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, indenting the ventral fecal sac, elevating the posterior longitudinal ligament. In addition, thoracic spine is completely normal, and the cervical spine has a herniated disc at C5-6. The patient is now being scheduled for epidural injections. However, because the patient reported she is on Eloquis for blood thinner for another month or two, the procedure is being on hold for now. She reports her pain level is between 8 and 6, and they are focused on neck and the lower back currently. 90% improvement in the pain is reported due to the physical therapy, pain medications, etc. The patient reports that the ADLs are affected as follows. The mood is 9. Sleep and enjoyment of life is affected 9. General activity, walking ability, work, relationship with people is affected 8. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology and psych, patient is suffering from double vision, ear ringing, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, decreased range of motion, nerve pain, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, or shoulder pain. In the GI, patient has constipation and stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence, the urine frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has shortness of breath and difficulty breathing, denies any asthma, trouble, chest pain, or coughing. The patient reports that the spasm has come back and pain has increased in her left side of the chest. She has a hard time breathing or expanding the chest to a full extent. Once again, in medical history, it is found that she was found to have a blood clot in the left lung in addition to exterior hematoma. Apparently, the patient has been involved in accident a year ago almost, on 3/17/2021, and this blood clot has to be from the accident, but it was undiagnosed until now. All the CT scan x-rays have been done before. She is also a person who has a fracture of the lower ribs on the left side. Surgical history, none. Hospitalization, 3 times to the ER. Weight loss, none. Trauma, none. Current pain medication is none. Substance abuse, alcohol, and marijuana. Compliance history. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 147 over 96. Pulse oxygen is 98. And the pulse is 91. Rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 2/17/2022, dictation number. is 0126. Sorry. The dictation number is not written for this visit for 2/17/2022, but I can provide you the one in January 20, 2022. Dictation number is 0124-070. Plan of care. The patient was adamant to not to have any physical therapy. She discontinued on her behalf. And at this time, patient wants to try chiropractic treatment and home treatment, injection treatment. But because she is on Eliquis, currently the procedure is on hold until the Henry Ford Hospital can help us with holding the Eliquis for a couple of days. She is currently placed on naproxen 500 twice a day, level 50 at night, gabapentin 600 twice a day for headaches and for also for neuropathic pain, 60 tablets. Tylenol with codeine, 30 tablets are provided for help with the pain, PRN basically. Meds have been reviewed. She is provided with a continuation of physical therapy once a week, and then disability is continuing in the work, housework, and transportation help. So far, she is stable. Thank you.